Let me say hi to the Oasis Community Church, to the Life Connect groups. Thank you to John, my friend, your pastor, for inviting me to share something that will help you discuss spiritual disciplines. I love all that I'm hearing and seeing happen within your church. Even during lockdown, you're continuing to be a community of disciples who are engaged in mission. I've loved all that John and Cara have done over these last few years as they've been leading the church. Now, I understand that already you have done several, you've looked at several spiritual disciplines. Really important in lockdown for us to have, to be disciplined, to have physical discipline, to have a rhythm, some kind of rhythm of our life. And of course, spiritual disciplines are really important as well. And we have an opportunity to fine tune some of those disciplines, to bring in some new ones that maybe we have left to one side. And so I want to talk to you about a spiritual discipline, and I'm not sure how to word it, but it is to do with worship, but it's to do with how you position your body in worship, to worship, and to bring glory to God. It's something I haven't really spoken about, maybe touched on it a few times, but really not brought any direction to God's people about it before. So it's a good opportunity for me to do that. The Bible's full of exhortations to call upon the Lord and to sing to him and to praise and to bless and to lift up his name. You don't have to go far. You can open your Bible randomly and you're probably going to come across some kind of verse. Certainly in places like the Psalms, ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness, Psalm 29, verse 2. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but your name be the glory because of your love and your faithfulness, Psalm 115, verses 1. And of course, we can glorify Christ in many ways, but the Bible associates worship as the main way that we glorify him. Now, all of our lives is worship. Work, leisure, whether we're at home, church building, wherever we are. We understand that it's the holistic life of offering our lives to God. But the activity of centering our hearts and our minds totally on Jesus in a corporate song or in a corporate prayer time, well, there's nothing to compare than that. I'm sure we're all missing being together. I'm sure you as a church are missing just simply being together on a Sunday, singing songs of worship and bringing glory to the Lord. You can't do that so much through online programs and Zoom. However, during this lockdown, and now that we are away from buildings, and we have an opportunity to think again about the worship that we bring to God. Every Sunday prior to lockdown, for the last nearly 2 years, I've been in church in the UK. And I wonder if church has become a little bit boring in some places. Is it possible that the spiritual discipline of worship has not changed in our lives for some time? There's been no variety. Could it be that the picture of our church worship has only consisted mainly of standing up, sitting down, singing, clapping our hands, and we've done that for years? Is the majority of our worship, in an expressed sense, only found when we are together in a building? Now, of course, worship does come from the heart. Otherwise, it isn't worship at all. But listen to what Paul tells us in Romans 11, verse 33 to 36. It might be worth you just turning to that right now. Romans 11, 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. And we all cry out, amen, at Paul's exuberant worship with this wonderful doxology. But then he follows on immediately with this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Writing at a time when heresies like Gnosticism was attacking the church with its belief that the spiritual is good, but the physical is bad, Paul says, offer your bodies, immediately after his doxology hymn. He's saying our bodies are to be used as worship to God. Worship is not just that of the heart and the mind. It involves the body. Incarnational worship brings glory to Christ. Now, in this lockdown, we're not in our church buildings. We are at home. Perhaps we have an opportunity to worship in a way that we haven't for a long time, and certainly what we don't usually do in our buildings on a Sunday. Now, we know that the Bible encourages us to sing. Ephesians 5, 19, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. It suggests joy and honour and gratitude in our hearts for God. We also know that the Bible encourages us to clap our hands. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. Psalm 47 verse 1, and we do it to applaud God for who he is and what he has done. We also know, using that same verse, you heard me just say it, that the Bible encourages us to shout, acknowledging our victory in God. We know the Bible encourages us to stand up. Ezra opened the book and all the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it up, the people all stood up. We do it to show respect to God. But what about the other biblical positions of worship? Well, I'm personally a hand raiser. You might say, yeah, I'm a hand raiser too. And when I sing songs, I raise my hands. But I've noticed when I'm in church, when I pray in church, I don't usually raise my hands. But Nehemiah 8 verse 6, the verse straight after what we've just read about the people standing up, they lifted their hands in prayer. It's a sign of deep reverence to his authority. I've got an African close friend who I've never seen pray without holding his hands up to the Lord. I very rarely do that at home in private either than even doing it in the building? Why don't I do that? Why don't I lift up my hands in prayer? Do you do that? Is that your practice? At home, I have no problem kneeling down. It shows that I am bringing a petition with humility to God. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Psalm 95, verse 6. The Bible encourages us to take up such a position. But the churches that I attend, the Elam churches, we do more standing and sitting than we do kneeling. Why don't I do that publicly, I wonder? If I'm going to feel nervous kneeling in public worship when everyone else is standing, then I'm certainly not going to lay prostrate on the floor. I wonder how many would even do that if the worship leader suddenly instructed, "Let's all now lay down on the floor." Well, some would get down there, but I'm not sure how many would get back up. The Bible encourages us to do that in Ezekiel 9, verse 8. Now, I will do that at home. It signifies vulnerable and humble submission to God, but it's not a regular Sunday morning occurrence for me in a church building. What about shouting? "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." Psalm 32, verse 11. It means to acknowledge our victory in God. Do we do that at home? Well, maybe if people leave, if people have gone to the shop, maybe you'll shout to God. But in the building, maybe we don't do either. What about dancing? I don't mean swaying or tapping your toe. I mean proper, full-on dancing. I mean, I don't mean just bouncing up and down like a pogo stick. I mean proper dancing. "To indicate great celebration, let them praise his name with a dance." Do we do that at home? Psalm 149, verse 3. Loads of verses in Psalms. But do we do that at home? Or do we do that in the building? What about this one? I know you've talked about silence in one of your disciplines, but "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." Habakkuk 2, verse 20. Moving into inner peace, free of all distractions. Home or building? Well, we certainly have that opportunity in lockdown. I'm not sure how much in our buildings, in our worship services, silence is part of the program. Of course, there's other kinds of positions as well. Lifting up our eyes upwards. Psalm 121, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?" It demonstrates where our help comes from. I think you're getting the picture. Some of these positions of worship, of course, are more suitable to corporate settings. For example, when I'm singing along to some praise song at home, I don't think I ever clap my hands. For me, clapping seems far better as part of accompanying music in a gathering. But maybe I'm just wrong. Maybe, though, if we practiced some new positions of worship at home in lockdown now, then come the time we are in our buildings, we could be making Sunday services quite different indeed. Maybe the good thing about this lockdown is that it gives us all an opportunity to try something new with our bodies because no one is watching us. To worship God with a new position and maybe with a significance in mind of what it means. Perhaps when we do get back to our buildings, then maybe worship will look different, and maybe that's a good thing. Can you imagine what it might be like if you and I, followers of Jesus, prior to going to the building, had laid prostrate before God in total surrender? And then we go to the building, maybe as we stand and sing and clap our hands, maybe, just maybe, the positions of worship, even in our secret place, could be the fuel for the public place. My prayer is that the church moves forward in worship, in praise, post-lockdown. May God bless you, and may God use this word to help you work through in your mind this spiritual discipline of worshiping God with your body. May God bless you.